Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In 1998, Mario Soares, the former president of Portugal, organized an independent World Commission on the Future of the Oceans that met, considered, and produced a report, The Ocean, Our Future, that remains, in my view, the most prescient and clarifying analysis and set of recommendations for the sustainable ocean, bar none. Soares is an ardent advocate for human rights. His election to the presidency was a victory in the battle against the oppression of an ultra-conservative colonialist dictatorship, which controlled the people of Portugal and Portuguese-speaking countries for almost 50 years. He is an equally passionate advocate for the ocean, and his leadership of the World Commission and its contribution to a strategy for the future must be acknowledged and never forgotten. In his introduction to the report, Soares writes, quote, "I have always seen the ocean as a realm of freedom, a prime medium of human contact, and therefore of dialogue, solidarity, and coexistence between different cultures and civilizations. I have always seen the ocean as a school for democracy," unquote. That is a powerful estimate of the influence of a natural system on fundamental social behavior. It moves our thoughts forward to a place where we can understand that all our efforts on behalf of challenged marine species and habitat have a much higher purpose. The Independent World Commission was unique in its promulgation of that view. It conditioned its recommendations on public acceptance of that perspective, including its suggestion for the creation of a web-based World Ocean Observatory to aggregate information and educational services about the ocean to build increased public awareness and political will. Yes, the World Ocean Observatory, producer of World Ocean Radio, is a direct outcome of that effort and point of view. What disturbs me, however, is that much of the energy invested in ocean advocacy today does not support that approach. Indeed, it remains focused on research and protection of species in the form of global observation systems, the census of marine life, and the growing world inventory of marine protected areas designated to preserve natural areas, the habitats in which these species can continue and flourish. This is all to the good. But only recently has the policy discussion begun to move beyond this conventional thinking to incorporate social considerations through awareness and understanding of the predictable human impacts of such things as sea level rise, extreme weather, food and national security, acidification, public health implications, and ecosystem services that number among the most prevalent emerging concerns. This shift is also to the good, but must accelerate if it is not to be too little too late. Soares goes on to state, quote, "We need therefore to forge a new ethico-political relationship between humanity and the oceans, a relationship with a political and juridical basis which creates an atmosphere of sharing and solidarity and which provides for a new universalism centered on the knowledge of the oceans, a relationship capable of unifying the citizens of the world under one banner, a common, unique, and irreplaceable asset, the sea, which all the continents share and which, to a certain extent, equalizes them all," unquote. It has become clear that reliance on a narrow perception of the ocean as a natural system has not motivated such a relationship. The public has not responded to this strategy as an ethico-political call to arms. Where was the sharing and solidarity in the deliberations at Rio +20, for example? While our knowledge of the ocean has grown exponentially since 1998, universal unification of citizens under a one ocean banner has certainly not occurred. Indeed, as I have cited before, a recent Ocean Project survey indicates that public awareness of ocean issues in the United States over the last decade has not increased at all. I submit that the hoped-for increase will not come until we make a single, serious, simple shift in our thinking. We must change the premise for our ocean concern, that it is our culture and civilization at risk, not just the dying fish and poisoned places. Those phenomena are the symptoms of our failure to protect what can be better defined as threats to our freedom and democracy by our indifference to the multiple social implications of ocean exploitation and decline, and by our lack of response to the ocean challenges we face and which will accrue tragically to us all if we failed to act. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.